The devotional for today was written by Elizabeth Baisley. In my house hangs a tiny reproduction of a wood and ivory tree table that depicts the Annunciation, the work of an anonymous artist of the late Middle Ages. It shows an angel in whose left hand is a lamp, and whose right hand, in a gesture of blessing, indicates the ground upon which he stands. He faces the Virgin Mary, in whose left hand is a book, the Word of God. The open palm of whose right hand indicates the same ground. Above her haloed head is a bolt from the heavens, the Spirit poised to enter into the world. Mary's facial expression is, to me, surprisingly neutral. In Luke's account of this event, Mary is described as perplexed, pondering the angel's greeting, favored one. The angel responds with the news that God has chosen her to bear his son. Mary, no stranger to basic biology, asks for an explanation and gets a whopper. Both Luke and my anonymous artist have captured something extraordinarily powerful, a liminal human moment, a moment of wonder, similar to what T.S. Eliot ponders in his poem, Love Song of J. Alfred Prufrock. Do I dare disturb the universe? In a minute there is time for decisions and revisions, which a minute will reverse. This moment is about possibility rather than probability. We teeter on the edge of the world as we know it, and the world as it could be. Mary's astonishing words of assent to this announcement, "Let it be with me as you have said. Make possible all that comes after." They bring long-promised hope, wisdom, and justice crashing into the world. I look at my tiny icon, and I wonder how this woman is even standing up. But stand she does, in faith and love. Let us pray. God of power and mercy, we wait in joyful hope on the verge of the possible. Grant that we may hear your voice and give us the humility to do our part in the coming of your kingdom, in the company of all your saints, and in the name of your Son, Jesus, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever. Amen.